Hello and welcome. It's the Lisa.fm Book Club, reviewing books designed to awaken your consciousness. I'm so excited to share this book with you, Choosing to Be: Lessons in Living from a Feline Zen Master by Ojai-based author Kat Tansey. This is the first fiction we've covered at the Lisa.fm Book Club, but it's a story of Kat Tansey, the author, who goes through depression and starts learning about meditation and going from the ordinary mind to the Buddha mind. The book is a conversation between the author and her Maine Coon cat, the feline Zen master. And it's a great story on so many levels. If you're feeling down or uncertain during these wobbly economic times, it's an inspiring book. If you're in between work or looking for your next inspiration, you'll find comfort in this book. And if you're just looking to be a little more enlightened, it's a great journey into becoming the Buddha mind, as something that we're all aspiring to do. As Eckhart Tolle said in his books, it is the mind, the thinking mind, that gets in our way, the doing mind that gets in our way of just being. Choosing to Be is a book that you can relate to on so many levels, whether you're a cat lover or not, and it's beautifully laid out with inspiring quotes, and at 164 pages, it's easy to read in a single sitting. Kat Tansey, the author of Choosing to Be, is with me now. Kat, what originally inspired you to write the book?
The original inspiration for the book was when I was very depressed, suicidally depressed, and somehow this idea came to me that I could perhaps write a book about my wonderful Maine Coon cat. And I was interested in Buddhism at the time and trying to learn to meditate, and the idea just came and said, I could write a book about how Pooh Bear helps me learn to meditate.
Because through your interaction with your kitties, which is so adorable, and even if you're not a cat person, people will still enjoy this book because it's such a great story on so many levels. The voice of the cat coming through to you, did you always have that dialogue with Pooh before you came up with the idea to do the book?
I think most of us have dialogues with our pets in our head. When I actually started writing the book, then it was a much more, I was putting a lot of thought into what I was trying to get across. And so the dialogue, I think honestly, the dialogue was between the suicidal, depressed part of myself and the wise part of myself. I think that was Pooh.
Your inner voice and your intuition.
My inner voice, yeah.
And in the state that you were in, you allowed yourself to believe that, because so often, whether you're depressed or you're just trying to get through the stresses of everyday life, it's whatever it takes, you know, to get beyond where you're at, to go beyond feeling down or lamenting the past. So the voice of the cat allowed you to hear your inner voice.
Right.
And it's your story of how you went, as you say, from the ordinary mind to the Buddhist mind and taking up meditation. And there are so many elements from your personal story of climbing up out of depression to your relationship with your dad and your mom, who was suffering from Alzheimer's, then going to your meditation practice. And when you came out of the depression, there was a point where all of a sudden you went from not feeling and being in that depressed state to the anger, or to the not wanting to continue. And what helped you to be able to continue with your meditation practice when you started to get more restless as you came out of the depression and more emotions came in?
Well, of course, that's where the dialogue with Pooh gets really meaningful, because I really was trying to show in this book the path that a meditator goes through as they're learning to meditate, because there are, and as in anything, there are obstacles, there are things you hit that are really difficult. And I wanted to show the struggle so that people would realize that it's not, if they don't go and sit in a perfect lotus position and get enlightened immediately, that it's really okay, you know. But what helped there was just as you're learning more about meditation, you learn some new skills. For instance, if you are starting to get some things coming up in your meditation, some really difficult thoughts, things you don't want to think about, you just simply breathe and come back to the feeling of your hands on your lap and let it go. And as you do that more and more, the power of it will lessen, and it'll allow you to let more in rather than pushing it away. Of course, depression, you're just pushing everything away.
And by just allowing yourself to feel your hands, you're releasing the resistance, as you said, and so that allows you to go further.
Yeah.
And on page 80 of your book, Choosing to Be, who mentioned to you that you were allowing yourself to be pulled into another world, and it was the world of your past, thinking of old things that were no longer happening? Because in the book, you also mentioned that you went from a high-powered, successful job, and in the story, you're going back to working as a temp worker and going through all these tests to be able to get hired at a much less wage than you made before. So you talked about lamenting the fact that the past was past.
Mm-hmm. And well, there were a couple of instances of this. One of them is the what we call the hindrance of clinging. And what was happening was I was clinging to the person I used to be. You know, I had been this high-powered executive with cool clothes and a cool car and an office in a tower and all of that. And I woke up one morning and I thought that I was still that person, you know, and then I had to realize that I wasn't, because I was sick with chronic fatigue and had given all that up. And so what Pooh helped me see was that I was clinging to the past, and he said, it would be like me wanting to be a kitten again. It just isn't possible.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, sometimes when you think of clinging, you think of maybe clinging to things. But I was clinging to a person that I had been, and I needed to let go of that.
Which is an important point for all of us right now at this place and time that we're at. So many people are losing their jobs, and so many people's life situations are changing. So their scene isn't what it used to be. And so many of us are either living in the past or thinking about the future, as Eckhart Tolle said in A New Earth and the Power of Now. Would you say that you're a different person now than you were? And could you even say that you're the same person yesterday as you are today?
Good question. Not really. We think of ourselves as a finite person with all of these qualities, and yet yesterday I was really in a very good mood, and the day before I was in a really bad mood, you know.
Yeah.
Same person, you know. I think a lot of it is learning to let go of that. I feel very, very sad when, and I know some people, when they get suicidal, they're in that frame of mind and that's what they decide to do. I'm really glad I didn't do it, because what I realize is that really was delusional thinking. Because I think about everything that's happened since then, and there have been lifetimes of things that have happened to me since then. So I'm not saying I still don't hang on to things sometimes, because I'm not enlightened. I wish I were.
But you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
I guess that's what keeps you around,
that's
right?
That's what keeps you around. I just keep thinking, I'll keep trying. But I think I'm better at letting it go. One point I do want to make. At one point in this whole process, I had to deal with some very restless meditations, and I could hardly sit still. And what was coming up for me was that deep down underneath it all, I didn't believe I was good enough.
And so many people feel that.
Yeah. And that's why I was doing all the things I was doing to cover that up. And once you actually let that up and allow yourself to see it for what it is, and to see both the good and bad in that, then you're not so worried about hanging on to things or who you were.
So you're appreciating yourself as yourself more than all the trappings around your life.
Yeah.
Just before we wrap up here in this book, Choosing to Be, it's a read that you can do in the afternoon. I read it in two different sessions, but a friend of mine loved it. He said it was his favorite inspirational book ever. And
because, that's what we like to hear.
What do you have to say for people who might be where you were at when you started the book and were so depressed that you were thinking about ending it all, and the stressful times right now? A lot of people are at a crossroads. And what would you suggest to them to get by?
I guess it would be what Pooh Bear said to me in the first chapter, and that is that the problem is, well, in the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, he talks about the mind being like a flea hopping back and forth. And that's what I began to see. And that's what Pooh was pointing out about delusional thinking. If you watch what your mind is doing, you will see that it's moving all over the place. So to make that drastic a decision at that one little point in time, based on that one piece of information that you're hearing then, it can't be taken back. And that's what I hope people will stop and think about. It may seem totally hopeless. It may seem like nothing is ever going to work out. But you have no idea. You have no idea what's in store for you if you don't stick around. But to have this larger awareness. Wisdom, he called it.
Yeah, and you can get wise in one afternoon by reading Choosing to Be by Kat Tansey. It's so good. Where's the best place to get the book, Kat?
They can get it on my website at www.choosingtobe.com. And if you order it on my website, I will inscribe it and sign it for you. Or, of course, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and most of the bookstores.
Kat Tansey, thank you so much. Check out Kat's site, choosingtobe.com, and the book, Choosing to Be, Lessons in Living from a Feline Zen Master. I'm Lisa Osborne. This is Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. It's the Lisa.fm 7-Minute Book Club. I'm Lisa Osborne for Soul Centered Radio.